Bike enthusiasts in Vermont have been working for years on a collaborative multi-use trail that will span the length of the state. When completed, the Velomont will link existing trail networks, connect 27 communities, and include huts and hostels for overnight stays. The nonprofits behind the Velomont also want to ensure it's accessible to everyone. Vermont Public's Nina Keck explores how.
Essex Junction resident Louis Arevalo zooms up and around Applecore Climber, a woodsy single-track mountain bike trail in Randolph. Azul, his service dog, sprints alongside. Arevalo was paralyzed in a skiing accident 6 years ago. An avid mountain biker before that, he now rides in a recumbent-style three-wheeler that sits low to the ground.
Once you realize what these bikes are capable, or this equipment actually opens up, it kind of like blows your mind.
Arevalo pedals and steers with his arms, with a boost from an electric motor. Being able to get back on the trails, he says, has been a game changer.
There's a reason we live in the Green Mountain State, right? It's because we like to get outside and all of it, you know, seeing the squirrels, the chipmunks, the beavers, whatever, the birds. It's life.
But adaptive rigs like Arevalo's are wider and heavier than regular mountain bikes, and not all trails, including this one, are user-friendly. For instance, the adaptive bike Nick Bennett's riding on gets hung up on several tight turns.
Nope. Not happening.
Bennett is executive director of the Vermont Mountain Bike Association, one of the groups working to create the Velomont. He's doing formal test rides like this with Arevalo and several others to see how they can make things better for adaptive riders.
All it really takes, honestly, is just scalloping out or removing a little bit of material on the outside of that corner, and that'll allow adaptive bikes to make that corner without really affecting the trail or changing the way it rides.
And this type of work isn't just happening on trails. Contractors are turning an old office building in downtown Randolph into an ADA-accessible hostel bikers can spend the night in. They've also been modifying huts along the trails, one near Grout Pond in Stratton and one in Chittenden.
Yeah, so we're walking up to the Chittenden Brook campground here, and then there's a ramp that kind of goes down to the hut. And right before you get there.
Angus McCusker is with Vermont Huts and Trails. He says the Chittenden Brook Hut sleeps 10 and feels remote, but you can drive to it. The parking lot has been made wider, ramps have been added, and there's a new locked shed to store off-road wheelchairs that bikers can use so they don't have to travel with their own.
So if you're an adaptive rider, you can imagine rolling right up here, and then you can transfer to your chair that's available here, and then roll down the ramp and go down to the fireplace, over to the privy, make your meal, all kinds of things you need to do.
Louis Arevalo stayed at the hut last summer with other adaptive riders. He says it was the first time he'd been camping since his accident.
You've got a babbling brook right there, and it was really refreshing to have easy access to a beautifully built hut that was easy to navigate, and then have these world-class trails right out the door, and then with the idea of the Velomont Trail, like realizing like, oh, I can actually plan like a hut-to-hut trip and then, you know, have these adventures with, you know, so many other people.
Jeff Alexander is counting on it. He works for Vermont Adaptive Ski and Sports, a nonprofit that helps people with disabilities access outdoor recreation. Alexander says an economic impact analysis they commissioned estimates their programming brought in more than $10 million last year.
So the adaptive community has money. They travel. They want to travel. They want to play with everybody.
He says we just need to level the playing field so that everyone can play together. Nina Keck, Vermont Public.